This section details how to check out a Microsoft Office file. It is worthwhile to ask, in this context, which files are considered Microsoft Office files. We are referring to three Microsoft Office applications that have a full backstage view, namely Word, PowerPoint, and Excel. Thus, this list does not include some other popular Microsoft applications, including Microsoft Project, Publisher, Access, and OneNote. Also, although Visio and Outlook both have backstage views, SharePoint handles them differently than Word, PowerPoint, and Excel. Actually, there are several ways to check out an Office file. We will recommend each option according to a work situation. Situation 1, you need to open a file as quickly as possible. To check out an Office file with the least number of mouse clicks, click the file's name. The file immediately opens up in Word, PowerPoint, or Excel. In each case, there is a yellow checkout required banner across the top. Go and click the checkout button to proceed. That's all there is to it, two mouse clicks and you are ready to edit. Situation 2, you need to prevent a file from being updated by anyone else. Here are two scenarios. Suppose you are the owner of a document that various people update, with procedures on how to use the XYZ web application. Today, you got word that the vendor upgraded the application without notice, and several key procedures need to be rewritten. As owner of the document, you do not want well-meaning contributors to start updating the document until you have had the chance to update the most important parts. But it will take you a while to research what the changes are. Or, you have a document in the library that contains Q&A on a complex policy. In the last while, many people have commented that the policy is unclear on certain issues. There is a meeting at 1 o'clock that should clarify details. To ensure that you have immediate access to update the document at 2 o'clock, you want some way to lock the document so nobody locks the document while you are in the meeting. In each scenario, you need to lock a document, but you do not need to edit the document right away. In these cases, we recommend using a feature that has the name of checkout. With this feature, the file is locked and checked out to you, but the file does not automatically open. For example, let's use this PowerPoint file. I hover on top of the file's name so I can click the drop-down arrow to open the Edit Control Block menu. I select Checkout. On some systems, a message might appear, asking if I want to use a local drafts folder. Always, skip over this feature, and just click OK. In the library, the file has the white arrow on a green background, showing that the file is now checked out and nobody else can edit the file, but the file is not open for editing. Instead, I have to open it manually. So, when I decide it is time to edit the file, such as after I return from the 1 o'clock meeting, I click its name, and the file opens, ready for me to edit. To be complete, we should mention that you can reach the checkout feature in the toolbar. Using this Excel file as an example, I hover my cursor over its row, and then click the checkbox in the first column. This selects this particular file and opens the Documents tab in the ribbon. The checkout button appears here. Now, let's move on to situation number 3. You want to re-edit a file you recently opened from the library. Let's say you already have PowerPoint open, and, looking at the backstage, you see your recent files include this training guidelines file. Notice the path to the SharePoint server appears with it. To open this recent file, just click it. The file opens with the yellow checkout required banner. As you guessed, you click the checkout button to check out and begin editing the file. Now, there is one other way to check out an Office file. In the Edit Control block for an Office file, there is an option called Edit In, as in Edit in Microsoft Word for this Word file. Or, down here, is an option called Edit in Microsoft Excel for this Excel file. When you select this option, on some systems a message might appear, asking if you want to use a local drafts folder. As we said earlier in this section, you always leave this feature disabled and just click OK. The file is checked out and ready for you to edit. One last thing. Remember situation 2, where you wanted to lock a file you can edit later. How about the situation where you want to work on a file offline, let's say in the woods over the weekend on your laptop? To do this, You unlock the file and download a copy you edit locally. It turns out that, to do this, you use the exact same steps you use to check out an OnOffice file, which we examine in detail in the next section.